This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dead at 79, she was a songwriter and a member of Fleetwood Mac. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of Fleetwood Mac's music. As you know, I think I talked about on this show, gosh, maybe a month ago, I went and saw Stevie Nicks. It's that childhood memory of being way too young to go to a concert, begging my mother, having to have older chaperones take me, and seeing Fleetwood Mac. And she was the singer-songwriter behind some big hits of Fleetwood Mac's, including the one you just heard, Don't Stop. She had a short illness, and apparently she was in the hospital, and she passed away peacefully on Wednesday, November 30th. And boy, there are a lot of tributes pouring in for Christine McVie, a lot of musicians that she came across, not just her band, obviously, but others who knew her and knew that she was responsible for so many songs. You Make Loving Fun, Over My Head, Say You Love Me, songs that even if you are in your 20s, if you flip on the radio at some point, you've heard these songs. So she lived in England and she died in England, and I was even looking at, I saw something from Garbage, you know, the group Garbage, gutted to learn about the passing of Christy McVie, just gutted, songbird forever. And of course there were statements by everybody, you know, Stevie Nicks, who said her she would meet her on the other side. There was Ann Wilson from Heart, who said Christine was a gem, soulful, classy, a beautiful songwriter. Over My Head was always my sultry, angelic favorite. Bon Voyage, Sweet Soul. So rip to Christy McVie. I have danced, I have sung, and I have listened and seen Fleetwood Mac in person. And it is a sad, sad, sad day. It was a big, big, big day in another way when it comes to the economy. All of a sudden, midday, I'm watching what's going on in the stock market, and there's a lot of conversation about Meta's up and this stock's up, and a lot of the tech stocks that were tanking suddenly were up. And what is the reason for that? And of course, the reason for that is because ahead of what would be the next interest rate jump, the Fed chair made comments that they were not going to be so chunky, that wasn't going to happen. And because of that, it just shows you it's all about the negative and positive news, but we already know that. So the Dow soared to more than 735 points, or 2.2%. S&P soared up over 3 points, the NASDAQ up 4.4. It all sounds like gobbledygook alphabet soup to you. We know it's the world's biggest craps table, and fates and fortunes do ride on these stocks, even if you're not, quote, in the stock market. So we saw a couple of things happen. We saw the stocks rally because the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said that the rate hikes could ease in December. That certainly happened. A U.S. jobs openings report showed that the number of available jobs fell to 10.3 million last month, saying that while pretty much when you read the tea leaves, with the labor market might be tight, the Federal Reserve's rate hikes could slowly be having an impact, because it certainly was not looking that way to any of us. But his comments really helped and reflected in what we saw in the markets, because nobody wants to see another giant hike. So there would be a smaller rate hike that would happen in December, and that is super, super good news, because the expectation was it would be another big, giant ding, and what would that do to mortgage rates, et cetera, and that whole trickle-down thing. The other thing I think a lot of people are talking about in this country for our friends in the Midwest and the South is the severe weather updates that we got throughout the day. Sadly, a mother's son killed after dozens of tornadoes ripped through the South. We knew, I was talking about that front coming in, and we knew it was going to be bad, and sure enough, that's exactly what happened. Boy, Alabama just gets hit so hard. Central Alabama tornado with winds up to 115 miles an hour. You know, and that hits you overnight. Think about it. So a mother and an 8-year-old son were killed because of that. There were 11 tornadoes confirmed near New Orleans and Shreveport and Jackson and Birmingham. There were some people that were saved, and there were others just could not make it out. I mean, when you're talking about 115 mile an hour winds and what that would mean, that's just, you know, that's just too much, just absolutely deadly. And it hit at 3:30 in the morning. 3:30 in the morning. That was Montgomery County where that was. And then there were all kinds of tornado sightings near a place called Steens, Mississippi, Vernon, Mississippi. They had hail the size of a quarter and almost to the size of like a ping pong ball is how it was described. So there's lots of structural damage and people dealing with the aftermath of that and just how rough it is when you get those tornadoes. And I know, I've certainly been there. I've not been in a house that was hit by a tornado, but I've covered that, and it's very, very tough, and I've lived in Tornado Alley. So, you know, on average, I was looking up some data about tornadoes. On average, tornadoes kill about 60 people a year, and that's mostly from the flying or falling debris that, you know, that hits people. And we have stats on tornadoes, but we don't have stats all the way back for the greater part of the, you know, the probably the late 1900s, but before that, don't have it. And we know of deadly tornadoes, certainly, that have happened in the past. So we're getting through hurricane season. Hurricane season is really over at this point. Ian was the worst of the worst, devastating so many people, and there are many, many families picking up the pieces still from Ian, and there are many areas that need to still be rebuilt. But then you also see the other side of that, where we have the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season officially ending on November 30th, but too many people dying in hurricanes, and anybody who dies in a tornado, anybody who dies with these weather phenomenon, it is too many in my book. Law and Order, boy, we have a lot to talk about from the courtroom next.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage. Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word demo, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
When it comes to the courts of all sorts, let's put it that way. How about students who sue Yale University alleging discrimination against students with mental health disabilities? This will be an interesting case to watch. So current students and this advocacy group are the ones that are in the suit against Yale and the governing body, saying that it's systemic discrimination against people with mental health problems. So the lawsuit is saying that what happens if forced students to withdraw from the school after showing mental health disability symptoms. So students who withdraw from the university are barred from visiting campus and all campus activities and everything that you would imagine with that. And the lawsuit details instances where students were required to be accompanied by a police escort to collect their belongings from campus housing after being withdrawn from the university. So there's specific cases tied to this. For example, one of the plaintiffs is, because you could say, well, what does that mean? One of the plaintiffs is this young woman named Hannah Navies, who alleges in the suit that Yale officials visited her in the hospital after she took an overdose of aspirin in February of her junior year and pressured her to voluntarily withdraw or be withdrawn by the school against her will. And despite being hospitalized without access to her cell phone, the university told her through email that she had 72 hours to get off campus, leave campus. And so she was a native of Brazil. She was on a student visa. She was forced to return to her home country on very short notice, eventually permitted to return for the spring of 2021, that semester. And I guess she's on track to complete her degree. So I guess that's the good news there. But a lot was written about that. Like, how does this happen and how do they make these decisions? So this could be precedent setting depending, well, no matter what happens there, it's going to set some kind of a precedent. You know, let's put it that way. It absolutely will, because, you know, there's going to be other people look at this lawsuit. There's going to be other challenges to that. How many other people have been in similar situations that were warranted, unwarranted? How do you decide that? How do you make a decision like that on someone's mental health? Pretty tough. How about this guy who punched an Asian woman more than 100 times? 100 times. He was sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison. There was surveillance video of this, and he punched this elderly woman, seriously, more than 100 times. Like I said, stomped on her body. It happened in Yonkers, New York. So the prosecutors announced that, you know, 17 years in a state prison. Tamil Esco, which is 42, pled guilty in September to assault in the first degree as a hate crime based on an agreement with the prosecutors. So that's what the sentence was that he got. I guess he's subject to 5 years of post-release supervision, too, but there's graphic video of this. I mean, I think it was shown everywhere. She was 67 years old. She was a woman who was of Filipino descent, and the video shows her walking into her apartment building and putting her keys in the door. He enters the building behind her and then starts that attack, punching her more than, like I said, 100 times, which was shocking. And the fact that she, you know, survived that. I mean, she had brain bleeding, multiple facial fractures and whatnot, but she survived that brutal beating. So you knew it was going to be some kind of sentence. Jeffrey Epstein, he still makes news, despite the fact that he allegedly hung himself in prison after some of the heinous things that he did or is accused of doing. Epstein's estate reached a $105 million settlement with the U.S. Virgin Islands. So then you think, well, what's that estate, the whole estate and the whole thing with the Virgin Islands? So this is what it is. It was the settlement was between the estate of Epstein and the Virgin Islands, like I said. The estate, as well as two co-defendants and 10 Epstein-created entities, dispersed that money, that cash, to the government. So they're also going to sell the two private islands, because there was two private islands that were mixed into that. And what the statement was from the government from the Virgin Islands, I know we actually have people listening there, they said this settlement restores the faith of the people of the Virgin Islands and its laws will be enforced without fear or favor against those who break them. We are sending a clear message that the Virgin Islands will not serve as a haven for human trafficking. Because remember, that was the deal with Epstein and all of those allegations about what was going on there and who was flying down, some of the people, pretty famous people. And that was something that was going on and going through the court system for quite some time. All right, this is interesting, and this is a court of a different sort, but Kevin McCarthy, the House Republican leader, sent a letter to the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. He sent a letter demanding that it preserve all records and transcripts and vowing to hold hearings next year on the security failures that led to the Capitol breach. So after winning the House majority earlier in the month, the Republicans did say they were prioritizing investigating, they said, President Biden and his administration on a variety of fronts. The latest warning from McCarthy, who's vying to be the House Speaker, signals that the Republicans may use some of the time in Congress trying to go back into the narrative, perhaps, of the insurrection. And he has said that there's no interest in creating a Republican-led January 6th Select Committee because there has been a push to do that, but he's not pushing for that to happen, but he's absolutely pushing to have key meetings on it to look at it and to make some judgment calls. So as I said, a court of a different sort, right? And the big news, certainly when it comes to January 6th, is something we talked about earlier this week, maybe the shocker, because we have hardly ever seen this, except for if you go back to the Civil War, really. But a Washington, D.C. jury just the other day convicted Oath Keepers leader Stuart Rhodes and associate Kelly Meggs of seditious conspiracy for their role around January 6th, that attack on the Capitol. The jury was split on a couple of the charges brought against five of the alleged members of this militia group. Even two guilty verdicts on the seditious conspiracy charge, though, mark a significant turn for sure, and historic, because this is nothing that you ever see brought up. And having that stick, of course, there will be appeals, I'm certain of that. It could be 20 years. It could be maybe a little bit less than that. But Rhodes and Meggs, for seditious conspiracy, that carries a 20-year maximum prison sentence. So most likely, it remains to be seen how much they'll do. But the judge could issue a sentence that could exceed 20 years or decide to sentence them to less than the allowed maximum. No way to know. Sentencing hearings usually occur maybe 90 days after a verdict is reached, so we won't know that until 2023. That we won't know what ultimately the sentence is, but it is historic already in nature by what's happened with the verdict because of the rarity of that and because of that playing out in court where three of the five they're out. They don't serve any time. They didn't get hit with anything, but the other two did. And you can bet, I would think that their sentence is going to be significant. I'd be very surprised if it's not. I mean, maybe half that, maybe, you know, it's half of that and it's maybe 9 or 10 years, but could go the maximum. And the maximum, of course, as I mentioned, is super, super chunky. That's it for our courtroom for now. We're going to vacate that and we're going to jump into the mailroom. You had lots of thoughts on all kinds of things. We're going there next.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Russian forces tried to advance in eastern Ukraine and train tank, mortar, and artillery fire on Kherson in the south, the Ukrainian military said, as Western allies sought to buttress Ukraine and its neighbors against Moscow. In Washington, a $1.2 billion contract for 6 national advanced surface-to-air missile systems for Ukraine was awarded to Raytheon,
On Wednesday, Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba had said his country needed U.S.-made Patriot missile defense systems to protect its civilian infrastructure, which has been under heavy attack by Russia at the start of winter. And a U.S. House of Representatives committee has obtained access to Donald Trump's tax returns following a years-long court fight with the Republican former president who has accused the Democratic-led panel of being politically motivated. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Stick in the mail,
bag. Stick in the mail, bag.
Yeah!
We didn't have to dig very far. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I got this one from Joe who says, Kate, I listen to you all the time in the great city of New Orleans. We need you down here, girl. I bet you had some fun times. I've heard you talk about covering Super Bowls here and also spending some time with friends. Luckily, in New Orleans, there's not too many people talking about crypto. I knew I would have an attorney that would ask me who was doing taxes. Not like I'm a multi-millionaire or anything, but I just have somebody that does the taxes. Why aren't you into crypto, or do you have any crypto? And thank goodness I never really went in that direction. Nothing's backing it. And this idiot with this FTX, what do you think's going to happen with him? Well, thank you, Joe, for that. And I do love New Orleans. You're absolutely right. We were just talking about that the other day and talking about going to New Orleans. But you're talking about Sam Bankman-Fried, who said that he's saying that he committed no fraud, right? But then you hear all these details about what was going on in the Bahamas, what he did. It's like he's playing dumb, like he didn't know. He said something the other day. He was being interviewed by somebody, and he said, I've had a bad mouth. I didn't do a good job at upholding, you know, responsibilities, this former billionaire, to regulators and customers and investors and whatnot. So a guy who I really like who is so on top of it when it comes to stocks and, I mean, when it just comes to business, is Andrew Ross Sorkin, and he had a conversation with him at a thing called the Deal Book Summit that he put on. And he, I mean, let's face it, this whole thing imploded in mid-November after they looked at the irregularities. CoinDesk was the one who put the report out there about the irregularities in the company's balance sheets. But he says, I didn't try to commit fraud on anyone. I saw it as a thriving business. I was shocked by what happened this month. You think he's going to get away with that, or you think he's going to get nailed? He said he was down to $100,000 and had one working credit card left. He was ordering food for the 10 employees he had in the Bahamas, $10,000 a day. $10,000 a day. Oh, I could go on and on. This whole story about his innocence and whatnot is ridiculous. And for the people who invested, good luck trying to get that money back. It's not happening. All right, then there's this one from Whip who says, Kate, I listened to your show. I've listened to your show for a long time. I guess I just felt like I needed to tell you that. And I've listened to you talk about the weather because you've lived all over the place. Which do you think is worse, the anticipation, the slow pull of a hurricane, or what you don't know when suddenly a tornado's on top of you? Ooh, first of all, Whip, what a question. A question of two evils. I've dealt with tornadoes. Like I said, I've never been hit by a tornado. I've been hit by a hurricane. I've been hit by a hurricane twice, once where it was just the remnants, basically, and another time where it was dead center when I was a kid and we were huddled in a house. It didn't feel like that freight train thing, but it was scary. And it was a boat sunk and a docks blew off, and because we were visiting people on the water, and it was. I just remember it being really scary. Let's put it this way. My great-grandmother's lighting all these holy candles. I mean, just, it was like a candle factory at our place. I was like, Mom, what's going on? So I think they're equally awful. With a hurricane, you get more warning, though, right? You can vacate. It's like people said when Ian was bearing down on somewhere in Florida and we didn't know quite for sure where it was going to go. I had a young neighbor guy with a young family say to me, hey, run from the water and run every time. That's what he said, run every time, because you get the warning. So I'm going to say, as having dealt with tornadoes, I'm going to say it's worse because you have no idea. And I feel for these people that are just dealing with this now again in Alabama, in Mississippi, and all those places I mentioned at the top of the show. So that's what I would say. All right, we move on to another one. Colin, he goes like this. He says, Kate, wow. I feel compelled to say this. I don't know why, but I am a lifelong conservative and Republican, and it's no longer Trump's party, and what happened on January 6th was outrageous. I think it's great that these two Oath Keepers have been hit with what they've been hit with, and I hope that they get the maximum penalty that they can possibly get. I mean, we don't think about the innocent people like the Capitol Guards that were just doing their job that ended up dead. Some of them, it was so heinous and awful, they couldn't deal with it. They killed themselves. This is something that should not have ever happened. Yes, protests. Yes, dislike Joe Biden. Yes, dislike some of the Democrats' policies. But creating that kind of a rumble was absolutely dead wrong, and too many people that shouldn't have died, died as a result of it. So I think they got what they deserved, and if I was a prosecutor, I would feel pretty happy with what happened in that courtroom. All right, so thanks for that. I'm not going to disagree that there were people that had to pay for what happened there, and I feel for those families. I mean, to me, it's like, what about some of the victims in this, right? What about some of the victims that were caught in the middle of it? Okay, we move to this one from Hugh, who says, Kate, did you see that the craziness going on with the Danny Masterson rape trial? I guess because I feel like I'm watching a lot of television lately. I just got off of 3 months of a long haul, if you know what I mean. And somehow it seems like every time I turn something on, they're talking about this. And it's crazy because I think of the dough-faced kid in that television show, that 70s show. But, hey, he could be guilty. Who knows? But some of the details are awful of what happened with Masterson. We'll see what the jury says. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up because you must have had a day where you weren't paying attention. They did, and they just did this too. They declared a mistrial in that trial of the actor, and the jurors were deadlocked. That's what happened. He was charged, what was it, 2 years ago, with forcibly raping three women in separate incidences that happened in the early 2000s. And the district attorney just said, we're disappointed with the outcome of this trial. We thank the juries for their service, and said, we're going to consider our next steps. And they didn't indicate anything else outside of that. And he's best known for that 70s show. It was on for a long time. It was on for like 8 seasons or something. So he was certainly known. And he was on a couple of other shows, too, after that. But, you know, he was, for some people who didn't, it just came out of the blue, right, when he was arrested in June of 2020. And supposedly all of the crimes took place at his home in the Hollywood Hills. But, you know, I wasn't in the courtroom to hear all that evidence, but I'll be curious to see if they try, if, you know, if there's something else they go after him for or what ends up happening there. All right, this one is from Sam, I am, and Sam says, Kate, I heard you talking about the other day the sad story of what happened with that catfisher in California, and I think it is such a warning to anyone. I think of, you know, my granddaughters, and I've had long discussions with them in the last day or so after that California murders and that teenage girl that was duped and was kidnapped and was just 15 years old. And how sad. I mean, she now has no family because of what happened in thinking she was talking to a teenage boy. Yeah, you know, that was a sickening case is what it was. The parents and the daughter were tied up, and then the house was set on fire. They were murdered, and the girl was kidnapped. And the thing that happened was that this was a former law enforcement officer from Virginia. He drove all the way to California, to Riverside. His name is Austin Lee Edwards. He's dead, too, but the girl survived, the 15-year-old, but he led the deputies on a short chase, and the girl from Riverside was with him at the time but was unharmed. But, you know, this is a horrible example of predators online and preying on kids. So he pretended he catfished. That's what catfishing is. He pretended to be someone else while establishing this online relationship with a 15-year-old girl, and then obviously decided he was going to go and get her, and they were in the way and killed them. And I think that the area is just stunned by it, and it clearly illustrates these are the dangers of what you don't know. And so asking questions is a very, very good thing of anybody who has teenage children, or for that matter, the whole catfishing thing can happen to even people who obviously are older too. So thanks for all your emails. Some of your thoughts, day or night, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Question, would you ever pose with strangers naked for art? I bet that's your answer. Drop the mic. Well, guess what? It was pretty easy to find 2,500 people who stripped naked for a photo shoot in Australia on Bondi Beach. They did it over the weekend to raise awareness of skin cancer. So they took part in this artist, Spencer Tunick is his name. He's known for naked photo shoots at important landmarks around the world. And this was to, he says, to celebrate the body and protection. So I, it was interesting, actually. I looked at a picture and I looked at how he shot it. He was so high up on a huge ladder, and it's his fourth project in Australia. He did one where he did 5,500 people at the Opera House in Sydney, and he has done all kinds of, interesting awareness kind of things. But what's so cool about his photos, so if I say to you, well, first of all, I think he's creative and clever, but you wouldn't find me in that crowd, right? I'm just saying, I'd say you have to be fairly confident, and that's your thing, right? And Bondi Beach, I think you could find those people. But you look at the photo, if you search for it, you'll find it, and it's very tasteful. It's not, you can't even really, you're not seeing body parts. I don't know how to put that, but it's, you can tell people are naked, but it's not in your face. So it's not like it's a Playboy centerfold photo shoot or something. It's, you can't, you know, you really can't, you can tell they're naked, but it's not, it's distasteful. It's art. I mean, so it does look like art. But can you imagine getting that invitation? Hey, we need some people down at the beach, and all you have to do is strip naked. Don't worry. There's going to be thousands of others. Right? And it's all for good cause, raising awareness and celebrating the human body. I mean, hey, I'm all for celebrating the human body. I mean, listen, it's a beautiful machine, right, that we've been given. And it's tough to maintain sometimes, right? So I just would think, how interesting would it be? You'd be very confident. How interesting would it be to be that confident to be like, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, why wouldn't I do that? Like, that's no big deal. Why do you think that's a big deal? All right, this could be a big deal. We go from naked people posing to Ron DeSantis, who's not posing for any calendars, but he's got a book that's coming out in February. It's his autobiography. To me, this just is fanning those flames of, I'm running. I would be so, and I try to get this out of people I know that know DeSantis, the people that have been around him. He's dropped the hints in the past, but he's been very tight-lipped about whether he'll run for president or not. And people keep asking, people want to know if he's going to do it. And the thing you do know is he is going to do the book thing, because that's happened in February, and I think that's just kind of the forerunner to him saying eventually that, yeah, he's going to run. And I think there are people, based on how well he's done in Florida, that will look at him and try to convince him to run if he isn't already convinced, right? I mean, he's not revealing that, and who knows what we'll see in his book, and who knows if there will be something connected to that. There could be. Let's just put it that way. I wouldn't be stunned. I was stunned when this happened, and it's, you know, of all the things that we talk about on this show, and I think of young people and what they could do with their lives and so much life in front of them, right? And I have nieces and nephews that would be these ages, but those four University of Idaho students that were killed in their sleep. So there have been memorials, and there have been the usual leaving flowers and teddy bears and all of that outside the houses. And I think that community really doesn't know how to deal with it like anybody would feel. They were remembered as, you know, in many ways, like I said. So you had hundreds of students and local community members who came for a candle lighting and memorial service at an indoor football field. That was one of the things that happened. There were people with electric candles and lights from cell phones, and you had Ethan Chapin, who was 20. You had Madison Mogan, 21. Kaylee Conclades, who was 21. You had the Kernoodle girl, who was 20. And I think at the middle of it is this bizarre, twisted mystery. They took cars away from the area, from the house, but no suspects. No suspects. I mean, the university keeps saying they're committed to working with law enforcement to make students feel as safe as they can, but the students don't feel safe because of this, so much that's unknown. And they're not accustomed to that kind of violence, of course, at the university, at the small town, any of that. And still, there's nothing that has been released about a possibility of somebody who is suspected of this crime or people. It sounds like it could be one person. But let's hope they get a break in this case. I mean, that's, they desperately need to have a break. It's been too long. I mean, this was November 13th when this happened. So can you imagine the fears that have been stoked as a result of that? It's awful. It's awful for those families. It's awful for the students. It's awful for that community. And not knowing, just having that giant question mark of who is this? What is this? How did this happen? Who is this? Is it the stalker theory? Is it just somebody unknown that came across it? I mean, how did they get in? Because supposedly they had a code on the door, but a lot of people, I guess, because they had parties and whatnot, knew the code. But still nobody. The police are still hunting for the killer or killers. They still don't have a break in this case. And, you know, eventually does the trail grow cold? Does that happen when you have a case that you have no breaks in, or at least none that we're aware of? Because they could be playing some of what they're hearing close to the vest and what they're trying to, you know, figure out, I guess, right? And that's probably part, I hope that actually, that's part of it. And then eventually we're going to get some answers on that one. So I was in a mall right before Thanksgiving, and I saw the Santa set up. Santa wasn't there yet. Santa usually comes after Thanksgiving. So now that people are out and they're trekking to malls and they're getting those photos, the traditional photos and whatnot, there still is this trend that I guess is working for people, a virtual Santa visit. So there are dozens of websites that offer the option to chat with Santa through Zoom or FaceTime or Skype or other video chat apps like houseofkringle.com, which is still up and going, visitsantaonzoom.com. And these virtual visits were pretty popular during the pandemic because it was to avoid being out in public. But the appeal is still pretty high because for kids, remember, there's this respiratory virus that's floating around, that RSV. And for young children, parents are concerned about that. So they still have that virtual option. It would be kind of interesting to have the chat. I mean, what would the chat be like with Santa? Like, yo, Santa, here's my list. And I could see how it would be pretty interesting. But typically, for 10 to 15 minutes, you know what that costs you for, let's say, the private audience with the man in the red suit? $30. And could be more, if depending on the length of the call or if it's a peak time. What if you just played Santa? You had somebody play Santa on me, I'm just thinking. All right, thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Nathan Reeder, a tip of the cap, always excellent on the technicals. Make it count, everybody. To see the rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, the rum-pa-pum-pum. 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 Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now,
ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.